Good morning, world. With news and comment for the 23rd of June 2005, I'm King David McKenzie. As of 11:30 UTC, here's how the world's been treating itself. Last week I told you the Wisconsin Democratic Party has called for the impeachment of GWB, Cheney, and Rumsfeld. Now the California Democratic Council is calling for impeachment of the same three. They passed such a resolution at their convention over the weekend. Norman Mailer, one of America's greatest literary voices, has a few sharp words for Republican presidents. On HuffingtonPost.com, he proclaims Ronald Reagan to have been the most overrated president in American history and the second most ignorant. The most ignorant is the current squatter at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Quoting now, since George W. is not only a horse's ass, but vain and platitudinous to boot, it can hardly escape us that he is also serving with all due inner incandescence as God's chosen envoy for America. End of quote. Kroger Supermarkets posted first quarter profits up 12% over this week, but those profits might be hurt a bit by the proposed boycott that's arisen. A Kroger ad in Sunday's Atlanta Journal-Constitution prominently featured that new anti-Hillary Clinton book, which even neocons have been shying away from. The book appeared as Kroger's Book of the Month at a 40% discount. This is generating a lot of internet anger against Kroger. For his part, the author of that book went on one of the syndicated hate talk radio shows yesterday and essentially melted down. Among other things, he backed away from the allegation in the book that Chelsea Clinton was conceived by rape. I'm still trying to figure out exactly why Illinois Senator Dick Durbin felt the need to give that Jimmy Swaggart-esque apology on Tuesday. You don't apologize for saying what needs to be said, which he had when comparing Gitmo to the Nazi concentration camps and the Soviet gulags. And it certainly didn't sound like Eugene McCarthy's tongue-in-cheek, "Sorry, I was right," about the war against Vietnam. Over a dozen people staged a semi-nude protest at the Spanish Embassy in Washington on Tuesday. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals organized a protest of the annual running of the bulls in Pamplona, as well as bullfighting in general in Spain. The protesters were clad only in their Fruit of the Looms. 10 beef cows at the University of Wisconsin's Franbrook Farm have died of neglect over the winter. They were part of a herd of 75 that were fed a diet of poor quality hay and corn silage in December and January. A Washington lobbyist is accused of bilking the Choctaw Nation for $6,500,000, which was used to set up bogus religious anti-gambling groups and a sniper school in Israeli-occupied Palestine. The lobbyist in question is Jack Abramoff, who is currently under Senate investigation along with one-time Tom DeLay spokesman Michael Scanlon. Perhaps also involved in the scam appears to be Ralph Reed, the Pat Robertson protege now running for lieutenant governor on the Republican ticket in Georgia. India Today reports that a group of Tibetan monks are prophesying world leaders are on a course of global self-destruction by 2012, but the planet will be saved from nuclear war by divine intervention. NBC has banned gay couples from its Today Show Hometown Wedding Contest. The winners are set to have NBC pick up the costs of a wedding ceremony and honeymoon. Keep in mind that this is the same conglomerate, NBC Universal, that's perpetrating that gay minstrel show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, on its formerly great Bravo cable network. The conservative-heavy Spanish Senate has rejected the socialist government's bill legalizing gay and lesbian marriage. The bill is expected to become law anyway, by way of approval by the Spanish Congress. It'll make Spain the third European nation behind the Netherlands and Belgium to legalize such marriages. And the U.S. Episcopal Church has affirmed its support for gay clergy. The American delegation to the Anglican Consultative Council, now meeting in Nottingham, England, essentially told the other delegations that if they have problems with it, get over it and move on. A brief breather here to remind you that this newscast originates from three different locations on the World Wide Web: WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please do offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast station airing this newscast, whatever support you possibly can. Okay? And towards that end, by the way, this newscast is already being heard on a couple of great community radio stations in the United States to varying frequencies of airing: WEFT in Champaign, Illinois, and KYRSLP in Spokane, Washington, and on DJ Microbrew's broadcast number 8, found at www.thepentagon.com/podcasting. Now, if these are your sources for this newscast, let both them and me know about it. I'd appreciate that. My email address is coming up at the end of this newscast. Texas Republican Representative Ron Paul is introducing the first Industrial Hemp Farming Act in Congress today. The bill calls for states to regulate industrial hemp farming. The Blair regime in the United Kingdom is, for some reason, getting scared about hooded sweatshirts, associating them with anarchists. It's gotten to the point that some pubs are now banning customers who wear caps or hats of any sort. Bristol.IndieMedia.org has a report about the South Bristol anarchists conducting a protest of that policy at the Black Castle Pub in Bristlington. Once again, the page to find that report at is Bristol.IndieMedia.org. 15 shop workers at the Greeley, Colorado Walmart are attempting to unionize that store. Walmart has already started union-busting activity in response. Currently, no Walmart store in the United States is unionized. A Walmart in Quebec became a union shop and was closed by the retail chain earlier this year. The Minnesota Environmental Quality Board has given its final okay for routes to two new transmission lines in southwestern Minnesota. The lines are for transmitting energy generated by the wind turbines at Buffalo Ridge, increasing capacity by 460 kilowatts. And the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has filed a complaint against the Milwaukee Police Department. The newspaper claims the MPD is violating its own rules about releasing information to the public through the media. You can email me at thevoiceoflabor@centurytel.net. That's the voice of labor, all one word, at centurytel.net. And I'll see you here again tomorrow. I'm King David McKenzie. You don't like this news? Go make some of your own today. And remember, fear and God do not inhabit the same space. See you tomorrow.